So how do we find our true nature? See, whenever words like say true nature come up, we may get an idea, you know, that there is some, it's like maybe this world is a game of musical chairs, and there's one chair I have to find. If I find that chair, then my life will be successful. It's not like that. When you talk about our nature, it is not just something static or stereotyped, or less a channel. I just have to find that channel. No, our nature is also a process of self-discovery. The point is that the talents which we have, the interests that we have, the inclinations that we have, these are something which we discover over a period of time. And the problem is that quite often, rather than trying to understand our own nature in terms of what all are our interests, what are our talents, our eyes are so fixed on the world that we are looking at what all the world praises. What will I do by which I'll get a pat on the back? Rather than what is it that interests me? So that external focus keeps us always insecure and dissatisfied. Insecure because we don't know whether whatever the world is going to praise, whether we're going to get it or not. And even if we get it, that praise is temporary. It is there, it's gone later. And then again, we have to strive to get another award, get another success. So there is no end to it. But if there is internal focus, it's not that we can overnight find out in some mystical way, this is my nature. But just that inner focus, it can be a gradual reorientation. So, say somebody becomes a professor in the college. Now, it's not that even if somebody becomes a professor, because as a professor, a person can do different work. Someone can do research, someone can do teaching, someone can do administration, someone can do a combination of these. So now, whatever vocation we may choose in our life, whatever profession we may have, we need to also be looking inwards to see where we are most comfortable, where we are most competent, and focus on going over there. Now, rather than trying to be Xerox copies of the successful. That is what our culture often does. These people are successful in this way, you become like that, you will be successful. But rather than trying to be Xerox copies of those who are successful, we try to find out whatever track of life we may have chosen now. We try to find out within that what is it that we are most compatible with. And that way we move onwards. So this way, we will move towards more and more calmness and more stability and satisfaction in our life. So it's a more a matter of gradual discovery and harmonization with our nature. It's not a matter of the sudden one moment revelation. So that way, as we keep moving onwards, if we're looking inwards, not just outwards, then we will know what it is that will actually make us satisfied. And we'll keep making choices accordingly towards the things that are the truest reflection of our nature. Does it address your question? Okay. Any other questions?